With only a few weeks left in the year, the president has a full slate of challenges ahead, from passing his Build Back Better plan to tackling the new COVID variant. Here to assess the politics of it all, Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report with Amy Walter and Tamara Keith of NPR. Hello to both of you on this Monday. Very good to see you. So we're going to begin with what we're leading with in the program tonight, and that is this new variant of COVID. Amy, just when I think we thought maybe we were on the good side of this,
right?
It turns out that there is this big question mark out there. We don't know yet how serious, how severe the symptoms are, but we know that it is on the move. And President Biden is imposing a travel ban. He's saying no reason to panic. We know there are health reasons, health things he has to worry about. What about the political
ramifications? That's right. I thought it was noteworthy that he said, be concerned, but don't panic. And also that he said, we're not going to do lockdowns. All right? Made very clear, we can defeat this with vaccines and with boosters. We don't have to go into where we were in 2020. So the challenge, though, for the president, as he noted also in that speech, is he doesn't have any control over what other countries are doing. And this is, as we know, a global pandemic. So yes, the U.S. can send a lot of vaccines around the world, but you're still looking at countries in Africa that have, like South Africa, what is it, 6% or something of a vaccination rate. So this is going to go on for quite some time. It seems to me the other challenge the president has, though, is he's dealing in real time with these mutations that are going to be with us while the long tail of COVID is still with us, just like this piece that ran before us about the mental health challenges for kids. We watched this year where we have record number of overdose deaths, that we have people getting in fights on airplanes and punching flight attendants, right? We're still dealing with the effects of being in lockdown for 2020 that haven't been resolved. We're still sort of getting back into society while we're also dealing with the present reality of a mutating virus that is probably going to be with us for some time.
Not to mention the economy.
Exactly.
So many different pieces of this that the president has to think about, but it is affecting him.
Absolutely. And he did come out. He had to come out after this long weekend where everyone at home got really frightening news that there is a new variant of concern that has this name that we haven't heard and we don't know how to pronounce. And he had to come out and say, basically, I'm president. I'm here to help, even though they have virtually no answers on all of the important and relevant questions. And he doesn't have a lot of levers left to push. He can beg people to wear masks, but outside of liberal urban centers, people just aren't wearing masks anymore. The CDC came out with new recommendations, pushing boosters even harder than they were before. The president can continue sort of pushing boosters. But they've run out of big, bold things that they can do to move the needle to get much more of the population vaccinated. He's in a tough spot, and his political future rests on people feeling like there is some sense of normal. And just as we were having this semi-normal Thanksgiving where we saw people we haven't been in the same room with in a long time, just as this was happening, this news comes out that is a big, bad reminder that COVID isn't done with us.
And as we're heading into the holidays, people are asked to be patient. You know, let's wait. We'll find out later how serious it is. But meantime, Amy, of course, this isn't the only thing the president's dealing with right now. He's got several things sitting before the Congress. First and foremost, Build Back Better, his big social spending program. Then there's a defense authorization bill. There's funding the government. What does it all look like?
Remember, it wasn't that long ago, Tam, but maybe it was 100 years ago. It feels like that these would be considered a really big deal. There would be panic on Wall Street. People in Washington would be panicking. Oh, my gosh, we're getting to the end of the year, and there's a debt ceiling, and we're going to fall off a cliff with government funding. And now it just seems like there's sort of a shrug, collective shrug, because this seems to happen every year, and it fixes itself, and we don't head into disaster area. But the bigger challenge for the president is getting his Build Back Better plan passed before we head into 2022. Right? The Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said today, we're going to get this done by Christmas, maybe. But he wants this done so that 2022 starts off with hey, everybody, look what Democrats have offered before you for the midterm elections.
So 28 days before, or I don't know, I didn't count. I just made that up, Tam, however many days it is. How much of this is in the president's control? Because we're talking about this at a time when his public opinion approval ratings are, you know, are moving down.
Yeah, and this comes at a time when Democrats really are convinced that they need this. Democrats believe that they need to be able to go out and say, look at all this stuff we did for you. I'm not sure that that is totally going to work, but they have become convinced that they need that. And certainly President Biden is going to be pushing for this. The White House is signaling that they are planning to be tougher on Republicans. You know, the thing is, Republicans have pretty easily consolidated behind a message that is like, no, 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 this thing could hurt inflation. No, 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 this is just going to run up the debt. And Democrats haven't quite consolidated behind a message of what's in it and why it's a good idea. The White House is signaling that President Biden is going to get tougher, and he's going to say, well, what is their alternative? That's sort of the phase they're moving into. I don't know that that's going to make Democrats all come together and hug before Christmas, but,
Amy, while Republicans are saying the country's going to be, you know, fall apart if this passes, what is the secret potion
that the president has? Is looking, you mean to get his own party on board? Yeah, some of it is, hey, if I don't do well, if my approval ratings don't go up, then it's going to hurt everybody alongside. So you can try to distance yourself from an unpopular president when your party is up, but it is very, very difficult to do. And the really big flashing red light right now for Democrats isn't that Republicans are against what the president wants to do. It's that independent voters have soured a lot on this president. And in fact, when you look at over the course of these last six midterm elections, the president going into that midterm election with approval ratings, where this president sits with independents, right, have lost seats in that midterm, lots of seats in that midterm election.
Flashing red light.
I call it now the check engine light for American politics, independent voters.
We're going to remember that.
Yeah.
Amy Walter, Tamara Keith, thank you both.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.